So hi everyone, my name is Matt Eisenegger from Commercial Vehicle Media and Publishing, and for 2024 we've been made the media partner for the Commercial Vehicle Show that's going to be held at the NEC Birmingham between the 23rd and the 25th of April. Over the coming weeks I'll be hosting a series of podcasts where I will chat with the key people behind making the event happen, but also I suppose the lifeblood of the event itself, the exhibitors. But we've got to start somewhere, and this week, for the first chat, we're going to be talking to the CV Show Sales Support Manager, Phil Eagleston, who's going to tell us what's in store for 2024, and probably let us know of a few other little, I suppose, tweaks, improvements, enhancements to the event. Phil, how are you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad. I'm not too bad, Matt, and yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yes. I've just been having a quick look at the floor plan. It looks like it's filling up fast, isn't it, mate?
Well, it is. I think we've just hit 200 exhibitors in the past week. So, it's going to be a big, big full show.
Yeah. And, I mean, just correct me if I'm wrong. I think, 11,500 in visitors in 23, I believe?
Yeah, so it's 11,480 exhibitors in 23. We're projected targets will be 15,000 this year.
Oh, so they're really good numbers. And I suppose if you say, 200 exhibitors plus, that's a big show. That's a big event.
Yeah. You've got to realise, I think the whole society has changed slightly because, Matthew, how long have you been going to the CV show?
Oh, well, now, with the exception of the years the show didn't run, which I think was 2010 because of the downturn or whatever it was. I was working out the other day because the sad person that I am, I reckon I've missed 3 days, possibly 4 days in the entire 23 years of the event run. So now I've seen the show change into all different things over the course of the years. But anyway, no, but you're right. What I will say though, again, this is probably I'm trying to wear a number of hats here because I'm trying to wear the visitor hat and I'm also trying to wear the media hat, which is two, you know, all wanting similar information but in a different way. But what I can say is I believe the sort of the whole visitor experience to these type of events has changed. Where we were used to probably maybe in a few years ago attending a 3-day event and certainly being there for two and a half days possibly, or certainly two, we're probably the way that work is at the minute and the way that people's time management is, I think it's more likely to be in and out in the day, but also not just turning up for a casual visit, which is absolutely fine, but going probably more with, I suppose, an agenda, a list of people you need to see, a list of products and services you want to experience, you know, you need to find out about for your business, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that's why the Commercial Vehicle Show is as good as it is, because you can go in, it's under one roof. You can see manufacturers, you can see parts and services, you can see if you need any information regarding, I don't know, charging points, insurance, telematics, even wrapping vehicles. It's a one-stop shop. It's all under one roof.
Yeah. But I think what is interesting is I think the industry itself, whether that be heavy truck, van, we are in that sort of transitional period, aren't we? You know, we are moving towards decarbonisation, whatever form that takes for you as an operator. And I think it's, you know, an event like this really does offer, I suppose, opportunity to see these products and services up front and personal. And, you know, there's going to be some big decisions that operators do need to make, and some very, very, I was a bit costly because that sounds a negative word, but investment, towards these, you know, this, I suppose, this road to sort of decarbonisation that we're on. But it's not going to be for everybody as well, though, is it?
No, it's not. I think, as you alluded, it is probably the biggest fundamental change in the industry since it began.
Again, without sort of, I suppose, stealing anybody's thunder, there is looks to be a sort of a new agenda to the show for this year, isn't there?
Yeah. So, funny enough, we have now got a seminar. So it's a 3-day seminar, and it's pretty much covering in decisions on people will have to make in the next 2, 3, 4, 5
Well, I'm going to be speaking to the LLP members now, to the listeners. The LLP is that's the organisation that suppose ultimately runs the event.
Yeah. So there's three partners, isn't there, Matt?
Yeah, there's three partners to this. And I'm going to be speaking to each one of those over the coming weeks about what they're saying. But I'm sure a number of those, you know, that will have a real, real in-depth sort of story to tell, I suppose, about what the seminar agenda is going to be. But certainly to me, if I was a visitor, it would be certainly something I'd be wanting to get involved with, because I can pretty much guarantee to you there will be something there.
Absolutely.
For everybody that's involved in this. So that, and again, it seems to be that the seminar agenda has become very prevalent on the sort of show circuit as well, because going back to what we're just saying, we're in this sort of transitional period. There's this appetite for knowledge. This, you know, the industry is changing. And I suppose, you know, it's just being able to break that down into bite-sized, manageable chunks of knowledge that the operators can, I suppose, leave with and, you know, help, I suppose, make an informed decision. And that sort of, you know, I suppose the seminar, you know, it's a show, remember, not a seminar with a show. But, the seminar will probably complement the show itself, you know, so you can look at the product, experience a product, talk to the people that are providing the product, services, whatever that be. Mm-hmm. Also probably go listen and find out how you can best deploy those products and services. So it is, you know, it's a real sort of overarching event, really, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. So I think, I don't want to steal anyone's thunder, but I know that the talks will be a maximum of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So one thing we do not want to do is be taking people off the floor into the seminar. Yeah. So it's pretty much bite-sized little talks on decarbonisation, really. I'll let the guys after me go into more detail with that. But going more on the floor plan.
Some big names in there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. You've got the likes of Ford, you've got Maxus, you've got Renault UK. You've got quite a few disruptors now as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's very vital. I don't know, when is the ZE mandate? It's now at the moment.
It starts this year, so 24 to, you know, and as I say, there's lots and lots of, I suppose, fundamental changes that, the van manufacturers, you know, will have, no, not will have to implement, but will, you know, will be changing the way that they sell the vehicle, the how they sell their vehicles, and also importantly, the mix of vehicles that they do sell. Very much now, certainly with, well, obviously as an EV mandate would, I suppose, describe the electric vehicle mandate, is towards electric vehicles. So now a certain proportion of the vehicles that the OEMs, the vehicle manufacturer supply, have to conform to this, you know, have to be of this, of the new technology. So it's vitally important that the van manufacturers themselves get the numbers right, because, you know, the, I suppose, the penalties that are attached to it if they don't are quite eye watering.
Well, absolutely. Well, talking about decarbonisation, Destination Net Zero, can you let us into a secret, pretty much?
Right. No, it's not a secret. You're overplaying the plan. Now, what we've done, so if anybody does happen to have a look at the floor plan that's on cvshow.com, you will be able to see in Hall 5, the bottom right-hand side of Hall 5, there's an area that's being described as Destination Net Zero. Now, Destination Net Zero is one of our titles, and as media partner to the show, I suppose sought permission, asked, you know, if we could have some space allocated to us for one of our publications to sort of showcase the products and services that we've been writing about, and which they did. And we've spaced down there for about 15 vehicles, and this predominantly is all heavy truck. And I'm really, really pleased to say, when we talk about showcasing the technology, what we actually mean is being able to get some of the vehicles on our stand or into our zone, because that's what it is, Destination Net Zero zone, to be able to, you know, have the vehicles there in person, so the operators, visitors can come up and have a closer look. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got already confirmed. Well, let me just, before I go too deep into it, let's just say every one of the OEMs that's representative in the UK and Irish markets, Northern Ireland markets, have been invited to attend because we've pretty much covered all of their technologies. And let's just say a large proportion of them will be in attendance with vehicles on our stand. So these will be vehicles that are over 6 tons, mm-hmm. Already confirmed, the Renault trucks. They've got some vehicles coming along. We've just had confirmation from Mercedes-Benz. They've got a very, very special vehicle coming along, I believe. We've just had Isuzu Truck UK. They've got two vehicles in attendance. We've got a couple of really, really big headline stories we'll shout about in the coming, hopefully the coming days. We just waited. We've had confirmation that they will be attending. But again, as probably the CV show will tell you probably more than me, the floor plan, you know, it's not speculative. Exhibitors only appear on there when all the relative paperwork is signed and confirmed. So just keep your eyes peeled on that. But we've got certainly one, possibly two, maybe even three big announcements to make over the coming weeks. So I'm really excited about that. And I think what it does do, it just, again, it gives an opportunity to, again, keep saying showcase the technology, but that's what it is. It's going to allow the operators to be very up close and personal with each vehicle and see for themselves. And what I will say, though, but I don't want to go on too much about Destination Net Zero because it's not really about that, but that publication or that and the media platform is about the road to Net Zero. Mm-hmm. So it really is encapsulating all technologies, but with an environmental element attached to it. So we will be looking at Euro 6 vehicles, which are additional diesel vehicles, but very much we'll be talking very much about the HV or the hydrotreated vegetable oil messaging on that.
Yeah.
We will have gas vehicles on site on in the zone. We will have battery electric vehicles in the zone. So, you know, there will be something for everybody. And again, some of the further technology may not be for that operator, but what we can do is, you know, again, explain a little bit, or the OEMs, the vehicle manufacturers, I suppose, team will be on hand to sort of explain about what HVO can do and what benefits it can do, you know, what it can be for the environment, just as a drop in fuel.
Yep.
So we really want to showcase everything where we see the industry going, and again, the products and services that are available today, tomorrow, next week, are realistically today and in the future. Come. So no, I'm really excited about this. I'm really pleased and proud to be associated with the show.
Because I think it's going to be a very good mix between heavy truck and that LCV market.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And if you do go onto the floor plan, it's just the way that the industry has gone is there's a lot of disruptors now attending and exhibiting at the show.
Yeah.
The likes of E-Truck, you've got Bradshaw's, Beon, just to name a few.
That's an interesting sector, that, because you've got what, I mean, I don't necessarily, I don't think disruptors is a particular kind of word, but new to the market, I think probably describes it better. But there's different interpretations in there because there are, businesses that are in that market that are repurposing, you know, vehicles that have already been through life once, repurposing them as electric vehicles from ICE, and also people coming in with probably reasonably small run, very specific task vehicles in there as well. So it's a real sort of broad brush approach. But also then it's the show's being able to sort of, again, open up how would you best describe it? The other products and services that these businesses will need to use in order to go down the route of, let's say, battery electric vehicles, for example. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on in there, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah, because it's not just you buying the vehicle, it's the infrastructure behind it. Yeah. So there's a lot of exhibitors that will be showing for the likes of EV charging points and how you get the infrastructure into your businesses, maybe into your depot, into the warehouse. So it will be a very good 3 days for people who are very interested in looking into alternative fuels, pretty much, for their businesses.
And I think the other one, we can't deny. I mean, it's a great networking opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to, reconnect with. I mean, I hate going on about the pandemic and stuff like that, but we had so many years. It felt like a lifetime, didn't it? Where, we couldn't speak to people. So, these events really do cement the fact that we're human, we're people, we're animals. We like to be, around each other. We like, we like each other's company. And, so it does present a good, great opportunity to do that as well, doesn't it?
Well, especially with... I've got a few figures and I don't want to bore everyone to death, but...
No, let's hear them, because, it's these figures that really do set the show apart, isn't it? You've got some numbers that I'm doing. Let's hear them.
This is like 60% of visitors came to see new vehicles and products. So the 60% of people that attended wants to see the new vehicles. You've also got 40% that come to network with fellow industry peers and colleagues. So literally they are coming to talk instead of having a Zoom or a Teams or a phone call. It's pretty much, as they said, the old average press the flesh kind of thing, isn't it, really? Mm. And then I think 94% of people would recommend this show to friends and colleagues. So,
what they're based on, sort of obviously very recent figures as well.
Yes, that was the 2023 figure, so that was last year.
Well, you can't be realistic, it was an annual, then you can't get, up to date, that, can you? Mm-hmm. No, so I mean, they're big numbers, though, aren't they? When you're especially looking at 90% of anything, I mean, it's it's important, isn't it?
It is. It's vitally important. A question, Matthew. You were at the commercial vehicle media reception day last week at the NEC. How was the mood of the room?
It was really good. The for the people, I suppose, for the listeners, ahead of the CV show, they organise a media day where basically they invite members of the press along to meet. Members, the exhibitors, and it gives the opportunity for the exhibitors to sort of give us a bit of a heads up about what we're going to be expecting to see at the show, in relationship to their products and services. So the event was held last week or the week before, which very recently anyway, and we had about 30, was it about 35 exhibitors? Members of the press. Mm-hmm. And there was a real buzz in the room. There was an immense amount of enthusiasm from the exhibitors, which you would expect, which is fantastic. It was very well organised. I think certainly as putting on the press hat, we got everything we needed. The information that we got was good. It was well organised. And again, it allows, I suppose, us to start talking about the show. In advance of the show, really, and it was good, very, very positive, nice feel to it, nice feel, and a nice mix of people as well.
Yeah, well, that's right, yes. And it's not just the trade press anymore, is it?
There's so many
new, more news outlets out there.
Well, there is, and I think what you're seeing again as the media moves, obviously, you've still got the traditional, I suppose, print media that's now supported by quite heavy media platforms, but you've also got just traditional, well, not traditional, new media. What I mean by that is, people that are just online businesses. But because there is such an interest in, I suppose, the green agenda, then there's dedicated publications just purely around that as well, So it really is very, very broad reaching. And again, for the show itself and for the exhibitors of the show, they're going to get the benefit of this real sort of broad reach of media rather than down just traditional sort of media channels, if you will. It's good. It's really good.
Well, it's 7 weeks out to...
I was going to ask you that.
It's the 23rd to the 25th of April, so it will not be long coming round. And I must say, I saw the last figures of the visitor numbers and they're looking very good. And I think, as I said at the start, that I think we are projected to get about 15,000 visitors through the
doors
over the 3 days.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a great venue, though, isn't it, as well?
Look, it is. If you see where it's positioned on the map, Birmingham, middle of the country, it's pretty much, it's got an airport, as you said. You trip over, you're inside
the airport. In the back garden.
Yeah. And pretty much, as you said, that every motorway starts and finishes.
Yeah. You know, railway station. What, you're only an hour from London?
Yeah.
Like that. You know, an hour and a bit from the north. You know, I think, you know, the venue does set, and obviously it's all indoors as well, which I suppose
does have
certain benefits to it as well.
No, I'm looking forward to it, and I've been on both sides of the fence as an attendee, and now I'm the other side, and I must say, to have nearly over 200 exhibitors at the moment, and that's still, it is very busy with inquiries coming in, people taking still large amounts of space, is really positive.
Yeah.
Really good. And I think it will be a very, very good show.
As the involvement of the media partnership side of it, you know, it is all very, you know, it's all good news that's coming out of it. And again, the media day itself was again testimony to the fact that, you know, everybody's up, everybody's buzzing about what's going to be. I said, six weeks away as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just to pretty much end, Matthew, you've got a few other people lined up for a few podcasts in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we're going to be chatting to the LLP members. So that, as I think mentioned earlier, the LLP there. So we'll be speaking to key people within that, you know, within the sort of the partnership of the CV.
And the partnership are what, the Road Haulage Association.
That's right. And we've got the Road Haulage Association. Mm-hmm. We've got the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, which is the SMMT. Mm-hmm. And we've also got the SOE, which is Society of Operational Engineers, mm-hmm. which is the Institute of Road Transport Engineers fall within that. So they are still, you know, nearly a quarter of a century on, the original founding group of that show, of the show.
Yes.
So we're going to be chatting to those key people. And also we've got a couple of nice ones teed up with a couple of the large exhibitors, which I'm not going to say anything too much about. I want that to be a bit of a surprise as well. Mm-hmm. So I know there's plenty of stuff going on around the CV Show podcast as well. So no, it's good. It's, and again, it's just, again, another way of, I suppose, spreading the good news, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. I know if anyone is interested, and hopefully you are, to register your attendance, you can register that on the cvshow.com website.
Yep.
And
say that again.
The cvshow.com website.
And what are the dates again, Phil?
The 23rd to the 25th of April.
Fantastic. Hey, you know, so listen, great speaking to you.
Yes, you too.
I'll probably see you before the show, but I'll definitely see you at the show. Come on, say hello.
Yes.
Smashing Phil. Hey, good to see you, mate.
You too. Take care.
Big touch. And good luck for the show, yeah?
Cheers. Thanks ever so much.